This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. Today is election day for two runoff U.S. Senate races in the state of Georgia that will determine whether Republicans or Democrats control power in the United States Senate. Republican Senator David Perdue is facing a challenge from Democrat John Ossoff, a television documentary producer, while Republican Senator Kelly Loeffler, one of the wealthiest lawmakers in the country, is going up against Reverend Raphael Warnock, a Baptist minister. President-elect Joe Biden was in Georgia last night campaigning on behalf of Warnock and Ossoff.
By electing John and the Reverend, you'll be voting to get the states the resources they need to get the vaccines distributed. It's a shame what's happening now. It's a literal shame.
Polls ahead of Election Day indicate the two Democrats hold a slight edge in the contest, both of which were made necessary because none of the four candidates won a majority in the first round of voting in November. Voter turnout is expected to be exceptionally high, with more than 3 million ballots cast in early voting. Now, if today's election were not enough, tomorrow's counting of the Electoral College ballots is promising to be what we'll call a high-energy affair. Washington, D.C.'s mayor urged calm yesterday as some 340 National Guard troops were being activated while the city prepared for potentially violent protests surrounding Congress's expected vote to affirm President-elect Joe Biden's victory. A U.S. defense official says the D.C. National Guard will be used at Mayor Muriel Bowser's request to help with expected protests this week, but will not be armed or wearing body armor. Congress is meeting this week to certify the Electoral College results, and President Donald Trump has refused to concede while whipping up support for the protests. This is VOA.